Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
So, class, when I talk about the black team, I'm not talking about people who are black in color. I'm talking about people who wear black uniforms, formerly blue uniforms, formerly tan uniforms. So what I'm saying is that the tendency is toward these dark, intimidating uniforms. So the police departments that we're discussing may wear tan, they may wear brown and tan, they may wear blue and light blue, and they may wear black and combinations therein. What I'm saying is we have gone really far away from the neighborhood protect and serve to the point where the police are becoming very intimidating, and they seem to do what they want, and they make up the rules as they go. I'd like to get the opinions of Gwyneth and then David. Gwyneth, your thoughts.
Okay. About a year ago, just over a year ago, I had a bit of I would say a spiritual experience. Lady Catherine Ferrer's, I work as a psychic, by the way. Okay. I work professionally as a psychic. I've been working professionally as a psychic since 2011. And sometimes I have to interact with ghosts. Sometimes I go and do building cleansings. That is, you know, people have ghosts in their buildings and they, you know, if they want to, you know, negotiate with the ghost or, you know, have it go away or whatever, then I can go and help them. I know how to do that. And anyway, I had Lady Catherine Ferrers, the ghost of Lady Catherine Ferrers, the famous highway woman, show up at my farmhouse because I was Lady Catherine Ferrers in a past life. And so her and I, we actually get on pretty well. You want to know what Lady Catherine would be like? She'd be exactly like me, but maybe a little bit more on the highwayman side of my nature, which I don't tend to go with in this life. But anyway, what happened was she showed up and she said something very unusual. She said, "You need to get ready because the redcoats are coming." And I said, "Wow, that's a really interesting thing to say." And then about 2 weeks after that, they had a protest at St Kilda Beach in Melbourne, which was basically a group of Australian patriots getting together waving. They have a flag here called a Eureka flag, which is like a very patriotic flag in Australia. And they had Australian flags, and they had guys in there swimming, you know, boxer shorts and flip-flops and basically walking around on the beach and, you know, saying how great Australia was. And the police showed up, and they had a new force, a new division of the other team. And this new division of the other team were wearing red flak jackets. And across the back of the red flak jacket, they had a grey reflective stripe. And they had the words Public Order Response Team. And when I saw that, I thought to myself, oh, my God, the redcoats are here. Because the flak jacket, the effect of the flak jacket and the grey reflective stripe across it, it looked almost exactly like a modern version of an old red coat uniform. Does that make sense, Vincent? You can Google Victoria Police Public Order Response Team and you can see their uniform and you will see exactly what I'm talking about. The red coats were bad, bad news. They're really bad news. Wherever they showed up, they would basically go around and kill people. That's what they did, you know. And, you know, Lady Catherine, the era that she lived in was at the very dawn of the red coat era. But I didn't even know that the red coats were in that era until I went and did my historical research. And I had to do quite a bit of digging to find out that the red coats were established just 4 years before she became active as a highway woman in her exact area. So she would have, in her life, she would have known exactly what the red coats were. And the fact that she showed up here around about, like I say, it would have been about the middle of December 2018 that she would have showed up around here and basically said, get ready. They're coming. The red coats are coming. And what she said has come true, will continue to come true. And this woman was a highway woman for 10 years. And during that time, she did approximately 3,000 robberies in the middle of the night mostly, lived a double life. And, yeah, and from what I'm getting in my past life work, I haven't got any historical verification of this yet, but what I'm getting in my past life work is that she was also the local magistrate. Actually, it was her husband that was the magistrate, but because he was away for so much of the time, that she operated as the magistrate in her husband's stead, and that basically she ran a scheme which is pretty well identical to the one that you were talking about before the news. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and I want to ask you about flags. So the U.S. Army, United States Army, has a flag. The U.S. Navy has a flag. The Coast Guard has a flag. And it seems like now the police want a flag, right?
I think that their and flags are
what is with the... And what is with the death head, the skull, on the police blue line flag? What's up with that?
Okay. That means unless you give us quarter immediately, we're going to kill you. They, a black flag, a black and white flag, under Admiralty law, which seems to be the law that the police are trying to operate under on the roads. They're trying to apply Admiralty law on the roads, as far as I can tell. A black and white flag under Admiralty law basically means if you surrender, we will give you quarter. A black and white flag with a death's head on it means you'd better pull over, you'd better surrender, or we're going to kill you. That's what the pirate flag means, okay? And it's also been used by other naval groups, but mostly by pirates. And I've tried to describe this in an email I sent to you earlier. I'll see if I can say it on air. But it's kind of twisted what they're doing, because they're putting a black and white flag and then a blue line through it. And the blue is representative of Admiralty, okay? Under Admiralty law, the blue is one of the Admiralty colors. There's three of them. There's red, there's white, and there's blue, okay? And so what they're doing, they're having a black and white flag with a blue line through it. So they're saying, yeah, we're operating under basically rules of piracy, but at the same time we're claiming to be Admiralty. That's what they're saying with that flag. And when they go putting a death's head on it, a skull, on the flag, then they're saying, and unless you surrender, we're going to kill you. That's what that means. That's what it's meant for hundreds of years. And anyone can go out and verify this through their own research on the internet. And, you know, any black and white flag basically means if you surrender, we will give you quarter. Okay? There were a bunch of different pirate flag designs. And so basically how it seemed to be was any black and white design on a flag meant that. But, you know, this is just really sick and twisted, because at the same time they're trying, as they're basically saying through their flag, yeah, we're pirates, we're rogue pirates, and you'd better pull over or we're going to kill you. At the same time, they're putting that blue stripe through it, which means if you don't, then we're going to say that you're pirates. Because if you don't pull over, then you're in mutiny against us, which makes you pirates. And that's what the whole motor vehicle registration thing's about as well. They're saying because you refuse to comply with registering your ship or your vehicle with one of our ports, then that makes you a pirate. So that's, you know,
and what I'm
I've
not
had a good
seeing.
Long think about this for many years. What was that, sorry?
I'm really glad. And what I don't see on any of these flags is that smiley face, you know, that yellow circle with the smile, you know.
How nice.
I don't see that. I don't see the police uniforms with the, you know, with the smile. What I see, this death's head flag is over the top, unacceptable, and I think that any police department that offers that for view should be disbanded. And we'll start with them, and then we'll work our way up to the top. Remove the corporate charter for that particular county or city. Seriously. And remove all the employees, everyone, from top to bottom. Now, David, your comments, please. I know you've been waiting patiently.
You were talking about the other situation, but I can comment really quickly on the flag. We went from peace officers to enforcement. And it's no longer peace officers. You're going to do and comply or you're not. And they're showing them symbols out there openly to let you pre-warned what's going to happen if you do not cooperate and do what you're told. That's just the way it is. So I don't know how you're going to stop it. I have no idea. But back to when you were talking about your article, I'll tell you really quick. When I first seen it, this has been happening for years. It's just not been the rampant expansion to everyone else in society. The people in the cities were harassed and they were stopped from walking down the street. They would tell me, we can pin anything on anybody. And they would pull over, just a guy at random walking down the street, guy going to work. He has a lighter in his pocket. He has cash. This great word they use to this day, intent. We think you have a lighter. You're going to purchase, smoke drugs. You have cash. You're going to buy drugs. The guy's going to work. You just took my money and you confiscated my transfer to get to work. I'm on my way to work. Now I have to walk home. So what? If you don't believe me, fight it at court. They know the guy, he's minimum wage more than likely. At the time, a little over $3 an hour. How is he going to afford a lawyer? But I can go and...
Hey, David, hold that thought. When we come back, I'd like to hear the rest of the story. We'll be right back.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, I was talking with one of our boys years ago, and I said, you know, I think what's going to happen when things go bad, that the police are just going to leave and go home. And our son said, no, Dad, no. That's not it at all. They are going to be in business for themselves. They are going to be highwaymen. They are going to take whatever they want. They will be in business for themselves with guns. You know what? I yielded. I said, you know what?
That's amazing.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
That is really amazing.
I'd like to share another story, and then I'd like to hear David's comments about pinning anything on anyone. So I'm looking at the NewYorkPost.com, and there is the class picture of the West Virginia Division of Corrections and Rehabilitation, basic training class number 18, through November 2019. And all of these cadets are wearing black slacks, except two are wearing white shirts. Everyone else is wearing, you know, black uniform. And they all have their hands up. Their faces are blurred out, all of them. And they have their hands up like the, we'll call it the Hitler salute, the Nazi salute, Sieg Heil. All 34 cadets from the West Virginia Division of Correction and Rehabilitation who posed in a class photo raising their hands in the Nazi salute will be reportedly will be fired, the state governor announced Monday. So, Governor Jim Justice's decision followed the state probe that found that the class had been giving Nazi salutes since early on in their five-week training, according to the summary of the probe. However, the report said there was no racist or intent from the cadets. They did not fully grasp the gesture's historical meaning. The academy staff were axed, meaning fired, and four instructors were suspended without pay following an investigation by the State Department of Military Affairs and Public Safety into the photo of the basic training class number 18. The controversial picture, which was released earlier this month, contained the text, Heil, or Hail Bird, B-Y-R-D. And one cadet during the course of the investigation said the salute was a way to pay homage to their instructor, Carrie Bird. Bird, though, claimed that to the investigator she was unaware of the gesture's significance, believing it was just a greeting. Her comments ran counter to some of the investigator's findings. That sounds to me like they're saying she lied. Explaining to the secretary what the cadets were doing, Bird allegedly said, "That's why they do that, because I'm a hard rectum." Well, she didn't use the word rectum. "I'm a hard rectum like Hitler." The instructor allegedly encouraged it and revealed that it at times reciprocated, meaning the instructor and the cadets used this salute. Bird was determined to be the one who took the class photos, retaking it several times because 10 of the students did not participate in the Nazi salute until she ordered them to do it. So here we have this instructor commanding and ordering the cadets to salute her, Sig Heil. And they're all in black uniforms except for two that have black pants and white shirts. White tops, white tunics. What I'm saying is the instructor is saying that she's a hard rectum, just like Adolf Hitler. Now, I know people are in prison, but it sounds to me like they are being encouraged to be really brutal to these prisoners. Maybe some deserve it, maybe some don't. What about those falsely accused and falsely tried and falsely convicted? How'd you like to be one of those? So they're all canned, and I think that's a good start. And I think we ought to do that with the police, too. When police violate, no investigation with pay, investigation without pay, then prosecution, and then a 1.5 multiplier for the penalty. Okay, I'm sorry I spent so much time with that, but I'd love to hear David's comments and then Glenn's. So here we have black uniforms for correction officers. Really? Black uniforms? Black police uniforms? Sounds like the SS to me. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he doesn't want to go to war with Iran, but believes that the regime is responsible for storming the U.S. embassy in Baghdad, Iraq. The the president told reporters he wouldn't let the incident become another Benghazi, and he praised the military for quickly taking hold of the situation.
It's been handled very well. The Marines came in. We had some great warriors come in and do a fantastic job, and they were there instantaneously.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is stepping up his rhetoric against the United States, suggesting he will have a new strategic weapon to unveil soon. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that would be a violation of what Kim promised.
He made those commitments to President Trump in exchange for President Trump agreeing not to conduct large-scale military exercises. We've lived up to our commitments. We continue to hold out hope that he'll live up to his as well.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Oh, people must be really interested in what we're saying because we just passed ESPN Radio, BBC Radio, and Sports Radio, 66 AM and 101.9 FM in New York City. Can you imagine that? David, it seems to me that corrections officers, the police, and the firemen are wearing black. And I saw a fire rescue truck pull up to a guy's house in the Northeast in the United States. And I was on the passenger side of this immense diesel-powered fire truck. And as the fireman got out of the co-pilot seat, he unsnapped. He was wearing black. So was everybody else. He unsnapped his holster to make sure he could withdraw his pistol without it snagging on the restraint. David, what are your comments about what we've been talking about with the police? You're pretty close to them.
Yes. I'll go back real quick about the situation that you discussed about the confiscation. Most of the people don't realize just because they show up with a dog, most of the time that dog is not a drug-sniffing dog. And it is there. They assume you don't know. They give the dog a command to sit, and they say, "Oh, look, he signaled." No, he's doing his commands. And you could tell when you go back and you see them destroy a vehicle and they don't find nothing. A drug-sniffing dog or a cash-missing dog, they're going to find what they're trained to find. But they're using the public's ignorance and fear and to confiscate. I'm going to tell you something that I mentioned once that terrified me of the response. This was several years after observing the amount of things these people, they were all allowed to get away with. And the other guys that knew just looked the other way, that didn't participate. I said one day, what are you going to do when they pass a law or they make it so your personal assets can be sued and you lose that? They act like I pulled the gun on them myself. I was actually scared of the reactions that I got from these guys. I mean, I don't know any other way to deal with that situation. Honestly, I know of another way, but I'm not going to say because I already got enough attention on me. But there's a certain officer in most every department that they're not protected by the union. They're not protected by the unions. They're trying to get a union. They were trying to get a union to protect them. And all those lower guys take orders from him. And as long as they back him and they allow him to do what they want and he orders them to, they don't even respect the Constitution. And that's the interesting, you know, how are you going to change that? They don't care. They're untouchable. And as long as they're being funneled and taking all those resources off everybody, how are you going to stop them? How? I don't know. You know, honestly, I don't know.
David, that's why when I look at these public servants, that's what they used to call them. I don't know what they call them now. Maybe they're public commanders. But, you know, when you go to the city or county office building, because you have to, not because you want to, because they demand that you show up. Otherwise, they're going to send guys with guns to your house. So you show up, you know, for vehicle registration or whatever it might be. I look at them as all the same. You know, my wife used to say, she's just doing her job. And my new thoughts, and it's been like this for a couple of years now, no, it's not like that. They are part of this cartel. They're all in it together. They all work together. And if one of them has a chance to rat you out for whatever reason, they'll do it. So I look at them as all the same. You know, the boss who is commanding the little people, the public servants, if you will, to do their jobs, that boss, you know, obviously he's the big problem, but they're all following orders. Just like all those cadets in West Virginia in the black uniforms, they were told to do the Hitler salute. And some resisted, but then they all did it. Just like the Nazis. And after World War II, they were asked, so why did you commit these horrific crimes? Why did you stand these people up against the ditch that you just had them dig? And why did you mow them down with machine guns? And they'd say, well, I don't know. It was what we were doing. We all did it. We all did it.
God gave us all a mind to use.
And what happened with these cadets is peer pressure. You know, a few were holding out, and yet they capitulated and said, well, yeah, well, I'll do it too. And they all got fired, and rightfully so. But there should be a tremendous penalty for the instructor who demanded that they do it. So that means that, you know, when you are given an illegal, unlawful order, to commit a crime, now you have a problem. Do you face court-martial for failure to obey an order, or do you follow your conscience and not commit an unlawful or illegal action? Now, to me, I would have just walked out of the class photo. I would have said, you know what, I'm not doing this. But there aren't very many of us who will take a stand for anything. You know, the clerk at the store says... Right. The clerk at the store says, no, listen, that was on sale, and I know you said you bought it, but we're only going to give you the sale price. Because that's the lowest price.
I had those unlawful order arguments till I'm blue in the face, and I ain't getting it. I think if I was in, physical contact range of those discussions, I probably would be back in the hospital again. I mean, they were that heated, I'm on the sign. If it's an unlawful order, I'm not sorry. I'm not participating.
I had a number of interviews for JOBs in my life. And one time, the boss said to me, before I was hired, he was my boss-to-be. He was interviewing me, vice president of a bank. He said, what do you see your job as? I said, well, that's easy. My job is to make you look good by doing good things, doing things that are exceptional. But I will not do anything that's illegal, immoral, or unlawful. And that's what I told him. And I got hired. And that's how I feel. There are plenty of situations where a person can do illegal things, retribution, vengeance, and so forth. We're not there yet. We're heading there. And what I think the people in uniforms that are beating us up and putting that stick in our eye, those people, they ought to remember that we outnumber them like 1,000 to 1. And that when things go bad, some might remember the imprisonment, the unlawful theft, the forfeiture, the selling of the property on the courthouse steps. They might remember these things from those who have committed these actions. That's why, David, why is it that police don't want people to know where they live? Why is that?
Well, they know they'll be retaliated against.
How can a person, make sure that he knows or she knows their neighbors? How can a person say, I'm wondering how many cops live around here, just so I feel safe? How would they find out? Do you know?
Honestly, they're pretty closed about a lot of that. They have been in the past. I know when I was with my dad and his friends, I had people looking for me for years, and they had no idea where I was at. If I wasn't at home, I was in the cars or I was in the departments locked up, and if I was at home, they would actually lock me and handcuff me to a bed, How come they... Yeah, go ahead.
I have an answer for the question that I asked. When a person decides to run for office, there are two major parties in any hamlet, Republicans and Democrats. So if a person runs as a Republican candidate, for whatever, he has access to the database. I'm talking about a bona fide candidate. Signs the documents to run for office, for the election, as a bona fide candidate. Whether he's got a chance of winning or not is irrelevant. But running for office, you can then access the Republican database and say, here's my $25. I'd like the printout of all the Republican registered Republican voters. Now, do you think the police are registered voters? I think they are. Or if you run as a Democrat, you could do the same thing and say, I'd like the printout. Here's my $25 for all of the registered voting Democrats, so I can contact them. Now, in that database is, their home address. The mayor, you know, the prosecutor. They're all there. Based on party.
Now, I'll bring something up. Yeah, I'll bring something up real quick about this that you brought up about where they live. A lot of the officers don't like to, the ones that I was aware of, they don't like the departments that require you to live within a certain amount of limits of the department that you're working at. So you'll see people in the neighborhoods coming home from work. You'll see them with the uniform or something of that nature. These guys will take trains. They'll travel an hour, hour and a half, because they know they don't want to be in that area. They know them people are looking for them when they're off or when they're around shopping. So they go way out to a far community where the people, and they treat them people nice, and they think they're the greatest people around. They don't realize what they're doing when they get in the vehicle and go to work.
So the question is, can you actually have any impact? And, yeah, I think you can. And I'll tell you a story. So one of our meetup guys, he was a senior citizen, was stopped by the Sparta City Police. Now, the city of Sparta, Missouri, is like three or four times the size of our farm. It's a speck, literally. And it's a, they had, if you look at the population, the number of tickets they wrote would tell you that you had a great percentage, if you just drove through your own town, you'd have a great percentage of getting a ticket for something every year. That's how many tickets they wrote. They had four cops, typically, and they wrote more tickets per person than probably any little hamlet in the country. Well, they beat up one of our meetup attendees. They pulled him out of the car and beat him up. Needlessly. And so we went to the meeting and we raised a ruckus. I mean, we live streamed it. We went on the radio and we named the names. And you know what happened? The entire police department of the city of Sparta, Missouri was disbanded. Everybody got fired, top to bottom. Can it happen? Yeah. Did it happen? Yeah. Did we see it? We were there. USA Prepares. No kidding.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So the city of Sparta, Missouri, the police department was disbanded. Everybody got thrown out. I just looked them up. They're back. They're three times bigger than they were. They're back. And they got new police cars. They got new uniforms. They're light blue and gray.
Absolutely. I made a YouTube video about this just after I wrote to you. And this is exactly what I said. In the YouTube video, I said, you cops that think you're going to win out by giving us all a bad time, what happens historically every single time is that just before they introduce total tyranny, what they do is they get rid of all of the first generation of cops that put the, you know, the real tyranny in there, and then they replace them with people who are even worse. And I actually made a YouTube video earlier today, and I said, Happy New Year, Victoria Police. You're all about to get the sack. I'm sure that's going to make me really, really popular. But you can go on my YouTube channel, which is Psychic Isaacs on YouTube, and you can watch it because it's true. This happens every single time. And all these cops that think they're going to win out by, you know, giving us all such a bad time and being total tyrants, the total tyranny is just on the point of getting introduced for all of us. It's really, really sad. It's absolutely horrible. But they're going to be whinging and moaning and complaining more loudly than anyone. Because, and you just said it. You said that the previous generation of cops in Sparta was sacked, and then a lot that was even worse was installed. And that's exactly what I just said in my YouTube video this afternoon that I made after I emailed you. And I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to send it to you, but I said, oh, Vincent's got enough videos to watch anyway. But that's true, you know. And, you know, the locals, yay, the corrupt cops have all gone away. Oh, we love you, government, blah, blah, blah. Don't you believe it. Don't you believe it for a moment. Because, you know, in Nazi Germany, what they did was they got the tyrant police who, you know, installed the tyranny of the Nazi regime. And when the Gestapo came in, you know what the Gestapo did to these tyrant police that introduced the tyranny first up? They actually lined them up against the wall and shot them. They killed them in Nazi Germany. I'm not saying that's going to happen now, today, but I'm saying that's what happened in history. And the Bolsheviks did the same thing. And the, you know, in the French Revolution, it was the same thing. You know, they got rid of them, and back in the, I don't know that they'll kill them these days, you know, and I don't wish anybody around here any harm whatsoever. I just need to point that out. I'm saying that the tyrant government will do it. They are the ones who are your biggest enemy, Victoria Police. They are going to have a purge of you. They are going to get rid of most of you. And they're going to introduce somebody even worse in your place. Because here in Victoria, we're living under total tyranny.
Gwyneth and Klass and David, none of us here wishes harm on the police.
No.
We just want them to take that stick out of our eye and stop beating us up and behave politely as they expect us to behave. I wanted to just mention one thing, and I'd love to hear David's comment. So I went on the air about the city of Sparta years ago, and I exposed their corruption. I got a call from a broadcaster, and he said, Vinny, like, what's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? You're calling for a national boycott against the city of Sparta? And I said, absolutely. He said, what about the barbershop, the pizza shop, the gas station? I said, absolutely. So why would you do that? And I said, because they are all complicit. Because they're allowing this to happen. They're not standing up against Little City Hall in Sparta. They are all part of it. And if they're not willing to stop it, I am not willing to go there. I haven't been to Sparta in, 4 or 5 years. And I won't. It's like a go around on my map. Don't go there. Sparta, Missouri. Why? Because they were issuing more tickets to anyone they could to raise money for the little hamlet of Sparta. And the GDP who lives there didn't do anything about it. The businesses, the pizza shop, the drugstore, whatever's there, they didn't demand that this be stopped. So if they don't demand it, I'm not going there. David, quickly your comments.
That was exactly the question I was going to ask you. When you took that stand, how many people stood up there with you?
There were only about 25 of us from the meetup. Everybody was going, but 25 showed up. But 25, they were so intimidated by 25 of us, they searched and patted us down before they'd let us go into the, you know, the monthly meeting at City Hall. They were terrified.
No. But I mean the people that you were that were trying to, from that city. How many people showed up to back you?
Nobody.
Probably hardly none of them. Exactly.
Nobody. Nobody.
Right.
There you have it. So. We're talking about the GDP. David, thank you so much. Gwyneth, thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless and have a happy new year.
Y'all.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.